This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8.5 minutes here at the bottom of the hour. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Wolchuk with some cowboy content.
Yeah, so we've had an offseason that has not been great for the Cowboys. A lot of fan frustration. Understandable. You guys know Cowboys are my first love, and I always will love them. Thank God we got the Rangers stars and the Mavs that are kicking butt right now, so we're not having to focus as much on that. But we've heard a lot this offseason about the culture. And when you have such a length of time now that's gone by without winning a championship, you're kind of looking at everything. You know, what is it? Because you've had different coaches, you've had different quarterbacks, different players. What's kind of the constant here? And what made me think about this was when we had Jory Epstein, some of those cuts. She talked about Bill Belichick. Why would Bill Belichick not want to come and coach the Cowboys? Here's what Jory said regarding Bill and that possibility.
Because I was talking to someone and I was like, okay, so if Mike doesn't work out this year, like, do you think Belichick is like in serious contention next year? And he goes, Bill Belichick would walk into our facilities, see all of the infrastructure around it, basically essentially see the country club mentality, the Dr. Pepper Keurig headquarters that overlooks the practice field, all of that, and be like, I can't coach here. And to me, that is the root of the problem with all of this. To me, it's not about is Dak Prescott physically what he's able to do. I don't think you're going to find a better quarterback for the Cowboys than Dak Prescott in at least the next 5 years. And so if you're getting rid of him, what is your plan? I think that the issue is this sort of whole Cowboys infrastructure. And so then to me, you get into the point of like, get CD done, decide if you want to do Dak now or in a year, because I think that you're not going to find someone better. And I think that Dak has shown he's willing to bet on himself contractually before. And so I don't think he's going to like hold out if he doesn't get the contract. I have questions about whether you should keep Micah long term. That might be for another show, but I think it's really interesting.
I respectfully disagree with her.
On what?
On the fact that Bill Belichick, I think, would absolutely coach here.
Yeah.
I disagree with her on that. And you talk about the infrastructure and stuff like that, and it is what it is. But the fact that Bill Parcells was able to do it here, and I think Bill Parcells had, okay, Bill Parcells needed the money because of a divorce. He lost a ton of money, so he had to coach again. He came here. If Bill Parcells was younger, I think he would have stayed here and coached more. I really do. I think it wore him out that much, though, with his age. But I respectfully disagree with her on that. There's
things, I think there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, she's right that the priority isn't football. Well, she's probably she might be wrong about what Bill Belichick's reaction would be to that.
Yeah, the part of it is, yes, you know, working for the Dallas Cowboys, that you're going to deal with your practice field having structure all around it.
Exactly.
You know, Bill Belichick is, there's things about Bill that he's very buttoned down on and all that. Coaching the Dallas Cowboys, I think he would see that as a great opportunity.
And here's how I think Bill could spin this. And any other coach really could do this if you wanted to. What would Bill Belichick do? The Patriot way.
Right.
This is the Cowboy way. Okay? This is what you're dealing with mm-hmm. with the Dallas Cowboys. This is the culture. It's not like anywhere else in the NFL, right? Embrace that difference. That's what you do when you come to the Cowboys. Yeah. Embrace it as something that nobody else in the NFL has to deal with. We are one of one. It's a privilege to play in the NFL, but it's more of a privilege to play for the Dallas Cowboys. If you don't like it, you can go play for one of the other 31 teams. But when you're here, your focus is on football. We don't give in to the other distractions. We're focused on do your job. Mm-hmm. We're focused on do what you need to do to get better every day. Help your teammates around you. Do what you need to be held accountable and to be the best representation of the star as you can be. You go ahead and you take all of that negative, you make it into a positive. It's us versus the world. This is the Cowboy way. Nobody else has to deal with this crap. Nobody else has to deal with, oh, we got tours going on the practice facility. That's fine. Sure. We can handle this adversity because we're built different. You've got to be. It takes a special player. It takes a special coach. It takes a special individual. You want to walk and work in this office, in this building, and be a champion, you got to do it our way. It's the Cowboy way. That's how it is, right? So that's, to me, you can go ahead and you can take any of these negatives, you can make it a positive, because yes, there probably is issues, and not everybody's built for this, because there is some entitlement. When you become a Dallas Cowboy, all of these doors are now open to you. You don't have to necessarily have ultimate success on the field to parlay that into other business opportunities. We've seen that with countless players. Hell, Bryce Butler's getting TV opportunities, right? What was Bryce Butler, an amazing football player?
No.
Jalen Smith.
Nice guy, though.
Jalen Smith's still getting interviews. He was a Dallas Cowboy. You look at on TV, Troy Aikman, Tony Romo, they're the ones. Moose Johnson's had a hell of a career. Irvin, Darren Woodson got time on ESPN. Some of these guys are
Jason Witten even got a chance.
Jason Witten. Right, there's doors and privileges that will open for you for being a Dallas Cowboy. But when you're playing, I do think there's a way you can spin this into a positive.
I think there's more likelihood that they don't want Bill Belichick than Bill Belichick wants to be here. I think, because I said that. I think that whole thing was they don't want change. And you're right. They want to do it their way.
And I don't think that's ever going to change, right? No, so we can't fight against that.
No,
so we've got to find a way to make it better.
So you were just Bill Belichick coming in on day one addressing the team.
This is the team.
These are the obstacles that are going to be here when you're a Dallas Cowboy.
And they're not going anywhere.
You can cry about it, or you can try and find a way to embrace it and make it seem like, hey, this is us as a team overcoming some additional obstacles that maybe most teams don't have to deal with.
Right.
But the glory of achieving the ultimate success with a championship with the Cowboys would be like any other glory you could ever experience at any level in any sport ever.
Yeah, and if you can't hack it, all right, sorry. Go play for someone else.
We don't got time to be burnt out, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Nope.
Sorry about that.
Man, you really do love this team, Woolchuck.
I'm trying.
It's a very romantic tale.
I am very, very trying.
Okay.
I'm trying here, man.
A fun fact about this is Woolchuck, I believe over the weekend, perhaps, let's see, in the wee hours into the night, texted me 2:08 in the morning. This is I guess Friday night going into Saturday. This is Saturday morning at 2:08. I woke up Saturday morning to a text that basically was a text version of what he just said. He was up all night. He couldn't sleep because he's trying to figure out how to get into the shoes of Bill Belichick, walk into that in that team meeting room on day one, rally the troops, get him to run through the brick wall, and by God, I think he did it.
I mean, when you're sitting there and you're just trying to get these bottle feeding down, you know, it's just you. There's nothing but just random hospital noises going off. Yeah. I'm trying to entertain myself, and that's what popped in. I'm like, Eric, what do you think about this? Just spitballing. And kudos to him. I didn't think he'd be awake. He gets me a text back right away.
I think you're an insane person.
I think if Belichick was given the autonomy to, like, control the culture, I think he would set it a lot better, you know? I think he's one of these, you know, Chris Young guys that just sees, hey, we got to do whatever it takes to win.
I wouldn't let him draft.
There you go.
Yeah. They don't really have a problem drafting.
That's the thing. I'll give him the ability to do anything he wants in the locker room.
Yeah.
And how he wants to manage the team and the discipline and all that.
No days off, day by day.
But you know what, sir? I'm gonna try and help you with these players. Because to me, that his downfall was very reminiscent of Tom Landry's downfall in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Those teams were not good, and a lot of it was because of poor drafting.
You might have the perfect combination there with Belichick in this front office then, if they would both let each other work.
Well, McCarthy lets him draft.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're very comfortable with Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's going to go on vacation when they're at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's not me making up stuff. That's a fact.
And honestly, 2-on-4, sometimes I do feel like a victim of abuse. This team has put me through a lot. That's exactly what it is.
For the G-bag of the day in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah. Right. It's the culture. Remember Darrell Music was saying that yesterday? The problem with the Cowboys is the culture. I was like, where's that ale? It's silent like that G in lasagna.
Yes.
Kutcha. Where's that from? Why would you? What is that? What is that? Mississippi or something? What is that?
French, maybe?
Kutcha. I don't know.
He doesn't accept L's in his life. Hey, Dubs only.
There we go. Nice. All right. Our winner right here of G-Bag of the Day so far is a man. I don't know if he's from Irving, but he's at the Irving City Council meeting. Mm-hmm. Pleading the case for some legalization of gambling. He wants this for me and you.
My name is Tiny, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got 6 baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex. So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling, and since it will be March Madness, I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children.
He said beg.
I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system
vocabulary
that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot. I also got a sports betting angle that is foolproof. Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, I became almost a millionaire betting on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming meets. And just like these transgender swimmers, my swimmers were strong.
They were strong.
That's why I got so many baby mamas. But you know what that means? I got a lot of bills to pay. So I'm sick of risking my life and my freedom on gambling illegally on transgender athletes. So I beg you, Irving City Council, to please legalize sports gambling because I can't afford to be up in the penitentiary doing 5 to 10 years on some weak-ass gambling charge.
That's just genius all the way through.
He's spitting facts.
That's great. Yeah. Transgendered swimmers is hilarious to me. I don't know why that's funny to me. I made $1 million betting on transgender swimmers.
I like when he said he's sick of risking his life illegally betting on transgender athletes.
It's crazy, bro.
Brilliant. Speaking of brilliant, Harry Kane has done it.
Harry Kane.
Byron leads 2-1 now.
From the spot.
Napoleon didn't stand a chance there.
Let's go to Jamie Foxx. Terrell, Texas' very own Jamie Foxx right here is ordering himself some Wingstop.
Ooh.
Had some Wingstop Saturday and did leftovers on Monday. I only eat the leftovers, though. Nobody else in the house does. Here's Jamie Foxx. He's sitting at his piano ordering a whole bunch of wings, and he's trying to get the lady on the phone to sing with him.
200 lemon pepper barbecue wings too, yes I need.
Don't make me stop blowing on this phone.
Baby, we'll go ahead and blow on it. Come on now. Lemon peppers.
There we go.
What?
Okay, what else you want?
You doing it like that? What's your name?
What you want?
Camera.
But you're going to be surprised when I come up here to get them wings. I'm coming to get these wings myself.
Say what?
Just sing lemon pepper one time. It's a surprise. Just sing lemon pepper one time.
Lemon pepper.
Oh, we coming. All right. So we got.
So you get 200 lemon pepper, 200 barbecue, whatever.
Give me another 200 lemon peppers.
Black people got talent everywhere.
All right, you got 400 lemon pepper and 200 barbecue and 100 mango.
That's it. That'll be good.
Right. That'll be enough.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I think you got that perfect, too.
What a dang good order.
Yeah, that's a good order.
How many ranch do you think comes with that?
I don't think he got enough. I don't think he got enough.
I think he also ordered gallons.
Every time I go to Wingstop, I get the big, whatever that big thing is.
The pint, and then you gotta have gallons.
I don't think he got enough. He didn't, like, express that I need a lot of ranch with all of these.
Yeah.
And he got three large fries with that order.
Yeah, what's the fry order?
Three large fries. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the ranch consistency is going to be there.
No, the ratios are all messed up here.
Who's feeding there?
That's himself. A party.
Probably some game watching.
There you go.
He probably knows. He walks in there. He's Jamie Foxx. They're just going to put as much ranch as you want, Jamie.
Oh, my God, Jamie.
It's on the house.
Here's all the buckets.
Let's see.
Bet you put a pretty good tip on that for those people, probably.
Yeah.
Put that card in there.
Yeah, that's probably about $2,000 worth of Wingstop he did.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Everybody in here caught a fish before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Everybody's caught a fish. All right. Well, this man right here caught his very first fish.
All right.
Out on it. Pick it up. Reel in slack. Lift up. Lift up. Lift up. There you go. Fight it.
Oh, Brandon, I've caught a fish. Oh, my God. Get the camera. Oh, it's a bass. It is.
You got him. Hold up.
Oh, my God. Get the camera. Oh, my God. Isn't it a bass? Oh, my God. It is.
Now you have to kiss it.
It is. Brandon, I caught a fish. I'm going to leave it on the line.
I want you to hold it. You put your finger in his mouth.
Oh my God, I caught a bass.
That's good.
Look a hair. It's a so flippity much. Floppity. Look at him. Put him back in there. He need to breathe.
What a character.
Yeah.
Fish.
Caught a fish.
Harold, it's a fish.
Oh, man.
2 5-gallon buckets of ranch. Yep, yep.
There
that's
you
what
go.
It takes.
Yeah, yeah, why
that's
not?
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to take more than that. We're talking about thousands of wings. Yeah. Let's see. We got time for another? Nah, we out of here. I'm good.
All right. All right.
These could all be winners.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
Is it our champion at the illegal gambler at the Irving City Council? Is it Jamie Foxx ordering wings, or is it man catches first fish?
Hey! Oh! All right.
How about Foxx, Chief?
I'm gonna go with the champ.
Lucius.
Yes, champ.
2-1 world champ.
Oh, gosh. I've got to give a vote for the fish guy then.
Good. Ah!
2-1
Foxx.
We're tied at 2. Jump on to @GBagNation. Follow us all when you get there. You'll see all of our Twitter handles there in the bio. And then we're coming back with an edition of Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Yeah, there are a couple players in this draft that the Cowboys don't need to take. We'll do that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.